Okay, I'll hit the three injuries from the game. Desmond Bishop has a calf strain. A.J. Hawk has a calf strain. Josh Sitton has a knee sprain. A.J. and Desmond will know more, obviously, Wednesday. But I think they both have a chance for New York. And I would say Josh Sitton will be hard-pressed to play in a New York game. With that, I'll take your questions. This is a new injury. It occurred on a run play, and you know, you can see it clearly on film.
Let's talk about the poise that you guys had with the incident that happened. Just overall as a team.
Well, it's something you always stress as a football team. Poise, composure, particularly when you're on a road. It seems to even increase when you play in dome stadiums, just the noise level, obviously the hype around a football game. It's important to stay within yourself, and I thought our players did a very good job of that yesterday.
So you had a chance to talk to Pat Lee about the ejection?
Yes.
So, like, what's your message to him?
Are you upset, or, you know, when you have a player that occurs to?
Absolutely. I mean, you have 46 members that play in the game, and you have guys that cannot play in the game because you know being inactivated, and Patrick just made a bad decision. Everybody saw clearly that he was tied up with two individuals from Detroit. And it's a classic example of the second guy that reacts. And that's what Patrick got caught up in. We were shorthanded in the second half, and that definitely didn't help us. But he'll definitely learn from it. Patrick's he's a good teammate, very, very coachable young man. And it was his emotions got the best of him there.
Mike, are you that?
I would have liked to seen the play broken up a little earlier. Like, I do agree with you. I saw it live. The play was clearly over. They were tied up. You know, there was a lot of exchange. But it's, once again, the last guy to react usually gets punished. And that's always happened in a game of football, and that's a classic example of it. I felt Terry McCauley's crew is a crew that does call a tight game. They were challenged yesterday. There was a lot of extracurricular activity, and so did they miss some plays? I'm sure there's some things you can look at, but I'm sure that was a tough game to officiate.
Would you like what Sane did yesterday?
I'm sorry.
Brandon
did a good job with his opportunities. You know, we started out with James Starks in the game, and I'm going to say somewhere in the second quarter we went with Ryan Grant, and we've had packages of plays in the plan for a couple weeks for Brandon. He did a nice job. I felt very good about his opportunities on offense. He had a couple plays on special teams he could improve from, but it was good to see him out there. He's earned the opportunity, and he took advantage of it. Evan played okay. I mean, it's a tough spot to put into. You know, you don't have a lot of reps during the course of the week, but he went in there, and anytime a player goes in the game, just particularly on offense, and you don't have to adjust your plan, that in itself is a win. Now, did he have a winning performance? You know, that's something that we'll go through with all of our players when they get back here Tuesday. But we did not have to deviate from anything that we had in the game plan. And that's a credit to really all the players that stepped up yesterday and played.
Is that the way you go while Sitton's out then?
I'm sorry?
Is that how you go while Sitton's out?
We'll look at that as a staff. I don't have an answer for you today.
You feel pretty good that Sitton will be back this season, this regular season?
Oh, yes. He'll be back, yes.
Mike, now that you guys have a two-game cushion for the top spot there in the NFC, can you be more cautious with the injuries potentially?
guys on the edge, do you have more leeway maybe to sit them because of that cushion?
Well, really, the toughest part of our schedule as far as the challenge to our players physically is over. You're playing three games in 11 days. I think both teams probably suffered from that yesterday, and just with particularly our football team. You know, you have calf strains and some of the injuries and bumps and bruises we have. They're really, most of them probably from fatigue. So we're going to be on a seven-day stretch here for the next five weeks, and I don't really put players out there that are 60%, 70%, 80%. So we don't really deal in that realm. If you're healthy, if you're up, if you're one of the 46, we expect you to be able to play. And if you can't give us a full, you know, a full game, and then we probably look to go a different direction. Is our base philosophy going into each and every game?
Is Clifton out next week too, or is this the week where he has a chance to at least practice?
I don't see Chad Clifton playing in New York. Right? He's not as close as he's not as close as I thought he was a couple weeks ago.
How did Jaden Starks look to you with his injuries?
I thought he started strong, but you know, frankly, when the score was at 21, you know, once we got it to 21-0, I noticed something. We talked briefly on the phones with Jerry Fontenot that, you know, we felt it was, you know, give the ball to Ryan, you know, get Brandon in there. So we didn't feel the need to try to max James out, but you know, I thought he did well in his, you know, one draw play he had early. You know, he looked like his normal self. So that was very encouraging, especially, you know, coming out of the Tampa Bay game. We all thought it was worse.
Mike, what do you guys and the coaching staff do while the players are gone this weekend? Do you get some time off, or do you work?
Well, we're cleaning up the last 3 weeks because we're gonna spend a little time Tuesday with the football team talking about self-scout, particularly this third quarter. Things we want to really emphasize going into our fourth quarter this season. So the players are off till Tuesday. The coaches will take some time off tomorrow and Sunday, and we'll spend a day. All of our preliminary game plan will be done individually between now and then, but we'll game plan for New York Monday, then we'll watch the game Monday night, and then we'll start presenting that to our players on Tuesday.
Mike, how did you feel about just the change in the operation yesterday when you lost both of the helmet speakers on defense and just all that went?
It's a real challenge. First time we've been through it as a defense. And it's, you know, it's something that really reinforces is a lot of the base principles you have in your game operations. You know, we still signal just because of certain offenses challenge it differently. So I thought our guys handled it very well. DJ Smith and Robert Francois, you know, all both part of being awarded game balls for the participation. Robert on defense and DJ for defense and special teams. So them two really stepped up. And you know, we had a communication breakdown here or there, but for the most part, it was very good. And it's a credit to the staff and our players. So I was very, very pleased. The management of the game, I think, showed for itself. We still had all of our timeouts intact there in the second half, and it's a real credit to our communication.
Mike, what's the emergency approach when you lose both those guys? Do you have to give hand signals from the sideline?
Hand signals and yell like hell. That's about the way we did it, and it worked. So,
Mike, are you concerned at all about the depth on the O-line just for the Giants game? I mean, are you going to have to add any reinforcements or?
You know, as I stand here today, no, I'm not concerned. But you know, that's something that you continue to look at. Evan did the job yesterday. You know, Ray Dominguez is getting better. You know, same with Derek. So, I feel confident in the players that we have.
What do you think about the overall healthier team? You've got this hard stretch over. Now you're hitting the home stretch of the season. How do you feel like you're sitting just health wise?
Feel good about our health. I think I'll feel a lot better when I see him on a practice field Wednesday. I, you know, it's like anything. When you're challenged in one area, you usually benefit on the other side of it. And one of the beauties of playing in the Thursday game is late. It does give you an opportunity to have a second type bye week. And that was our goal all along. You know, and that's what we laid out there to the players: three games, 11 days. And you know, you'll be rewarded with the second bye week, and that's part of the reason why I gave him as much time off, because I did want them to step away and get rejuvenated. See a number of guys in here today, you know, getting treatment and working out and using the cold tub, hot tubs, and things like that. So I feel that we'll be relatively healthy as we approach New York.